You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Energy Intuition Transformation with Sue Williams. Sue Williams. Live from holistic-health.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Energy Intuition Transformation
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to this week's episode of Energy Intuition Transformation. I'm Sue Williams, the Spirit Psychic, and I'm so glad that you're here with me this week. I just love being here with you. And this week feels powerful, expansive, and deeply transformational. Not just because of the message coming through the Oracle card, which I'll share in a minute, but because of the actual timing. We're moving through the energy of the full flower moon on May the 1st, 2026, just depending on when you're watching this show. But this is a lunar moment that carries themes of blooming, visibility, and profound emotional and spiritual transformation. This moon is traditionally associated with growth, renewal, and blossoming of what has been building beneath the surface. And this year in particular, there's been a strong sense, both energetically and collectively, that we are closing one chapter and stepping into another. Many people have been feeling this. Many of people that I know have commented on this feeling. And the sense that something is ending, something is shifting, something is ready to emerge is so strong within our community. And this week's Oracle card, as I mentioned, speaks directly into that moment. And this week's card comes from a deck that I absolutely love. It's the Sacred Medicine Oracle by Asher Frost. And the drawings are just so beautiful. And the card that I drew, incidentally, for this week is the full spirit moon. Look at that. And we'll be looking up into the sky to see the flower moon looking just like this. And the additional word on here is shine. And the message is, it is safe to take up space. I stand audaciously and I own my luminosity, just like this beautiful moon. And, of course, this is a powerful affirmation because at its core, this card is all about visibility. It's about no longer hiding, no longer shrinking, no longer dimming your light to make others comfortable. The full spirit moon represents a moment of illumination, just like the full moon itself will be doing. And everything comes into the light. Everything becomes visible. And this card asks you, are you ready to be seen? Are you ready to stand in your truth? Are you ready to shine fully, unapologetically? So what about the flower moon and a new cycle? How does that all work? Well, the flower moon is named for the abundance of blooming flowers that usually are there in May in the Northern Hemisphere. And this is a time where nature is in full expression. And what began as a tiny seed is now visible as it breaks through the earth. What was once hidden is now revealed. And spiritually, this moon represents expansion, full expression, and emotional clarity, and also transformation and release. It's also deeply connected with the astrological sign of Scorpio and its Scorpio energy. And that is what is coming through this year with this moon. And that brings intensity, truth, and the courage to release what no longer serves us. Many traditions see this full moon as a turning point, a moment where something reaches completion so that something new can begin, and that's so amazingly wonderful. And this is a closing of the previous cycle, a revealing of truth, and the moment of stepping into the next version of yourself. And that aligns perfectly with the message on the card, which is shine. Because before something new can fully emerge, you must be willing to be seen as you are now. So let's investigate this a bit more with this week's meditation, which I have called Stepping Into Your Light. So let's take some time now to connect with this beautiful moon's energy. And of course, before we begin, remember, please do not listen to this meditation while driving or operating any machinery. If you need your full concentration at this time, please listen with your eyes open and return to experience this beautiful meditation with the replay as many times as you like. So if you are able to, if it's safe to do so, just gently close your eyes. And take a slow, deep breath in and release it slowly and softly. As you do this, allow your body to settle. And now imagine yourself standing under that beautiful full moon. The sky is clear. The air is calm. The moon above you is bright, radiant, illuminating everything around you with its beautiful glow. This is the full spirit moon. Its light gently falls over your body. At first, you may notice a feeling of exposure, of being seen. But stay with it, because this light is not here to judge you. It's here to reveal you. Now, imagine that within your chest, there is a soft glow, your own inner light. And with each breath, that light grows stronger. It begins to expand outward, filling your body, your energy field, your entire presence. And now, instead of the moon shining only on you, you are shining back at it. Your light meets the moonlight. You are no longer separate from it. You are part of it. And now imagine any fear, any hesitation, any part of you that feels the need to hide, and see it gently dissolving in this beautiful light. And know that you are safe here. Safe to be seen. Safe to be expressed, safe to take up space, and silently say to yourself, it is safe for me to shine. I allow myself to be seen. I honor my own beautiful light. Now imagine yourself standing a little bit taller, feeling more grounded and more present. There's nothing you need to prove, nothing you need to justify. You simply are. So stay here in this beautiful moment for a few more breaths and let this feeling settle deeply into your body. And when you're ready, gently bring your awareness back. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Take a deeper breath in. And if they're closed, slowly open your eyes and come back. So let's look at why we actually do hold ourselves back. because many people do struggle with visibility. Not because they don't have something to offer, but because somewhere along the line, they learned that it wasn't safe to be fully seen. Perhaps you were told to be quieter, just to fit in and not to stand out too much. Or perhaps life experiences have caused you to shrink back into yourself, just as a way of protecting yourself. But the energy of this full flower moon and this beautiful card says that that time is over. You're no longer who you were then, and your light is not something to hide. Actually, it's something to honour. And of course, right now the world is shifting. There is change, there's uncertainty, there's intensity. And in times like this, many people instinctively just pull back. They wait, they hesitate, and they dim their light. But this beautiful card reminds us of something really important. The world does not need less light right now. It needs more. And your presence matters. Your voice matters. And your energy matters. And shining does not mean that you have to be loud or forceful. It means being authentic, being yourself, being aligned and fully present in who you are. And of course, there's something important to acknowledge here. Stepping into your light isn't always easy. For many people, it brings up vulnerability. It can feel unfamiliar to be seen in a new way or to express parts of yourself that have been quiet for a long time. And that's completely natural. Growth often asks us to move beyond what feels comfortable. But this is also where support becomes valuable. And in my work, through Spirit Talk Journeys, Holistic Animal Wellness, and Quantum Journeys Hypnosis, I hold space for you to gently explore those deeper levels of yourself. Together, we can uncover what may be holding you back and release what no longer serves, reconnecting you with your own intuitive strength and clarity. So if you feel a quiet nudge within you, a sense that you're ready to explore more of who you are, you can find further details about all my modalities at holistic-health.au, and where each modality is explained and, of course, easily accessible through the separate websites that you can click on the links to join. And of course, you're always welcome to reach out directly to me so that we can connect through that form on the main website. You tell me why you're reaching out, and then we can get together and have a chat about it. And I can tell you exactly how I can help. Because sometimes the first step towards shining isn't a big leap. It's simply saying yes to being seen just as you are. So speak with me. No judgment, no trying to change you, just help you. So please reach out to me. And as we end this week's show, the full spirit moon, shine. This is your moment, not to become someone else, but to fully be who you already are. The full flower moon reminds us that what has been growing quietly within you is now ready to be seen. You don't need to wait. You don't need permission. You don't need to be perfect, and that's so important. You simply need to allow yourself to shine, because it is safe and it is time. So thank you for joining me for this week's episode of Energy Intuition Transformation. I hope to see you in my next show. And until then, have a blessed week. Stay open, stay grounded, and let your light be seen. Bye for now.